Hey guys, it's Brittany. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening. This week's business of the week goes to DJ Bron. If you're out here and you're looking for a DJ for any event that you're having, you know, weddings, party, line dance party, whatever, DJ Bron is a professional DJ. And also, if you're an artist and you need some exposure, some marketing, he's also into doing that as well. So again, it's DJ Bron, and his name is at DJ Bron 104 on Instagram. So go check him out. If you're looking for a DJ, wedding, any event, go check him out. DJ Bron and get you together. So we're going to go ahead and move on with the show. Me and Antoine are going to be doing a discussion this week, so listen in. So we're back with media / discussion. Today we're just going to wing it, do you have anything you want to talk about for media or anything like that, or do you just want to jump into the discussion? Because I just thought of something. I just thought of something I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead, jump into it.
Okay. So, what's the question, really? Do you think that somebody can be in love with somebody? No. Do you think that someone can be in love with more than one person at the same time? Like two people at the same time?
I don't know. It could happen. It could be they like different things about different people.
I got this off of another podcast I was listening to. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know. You can like somebody's conversation and like them because you like the conversation.
But no, I'm talking about in love, not like. That's a different thing. Like, if you like somebody, that's, you know, you can always, like, have a conversation with somebody and be like, okay, you know, I like them, you know? But I'm talking about, like, you feel like you in love with them. First of all, what do you define as being in love? Like, what is your definition of that?
I'm guessing somebody that's, like, your best friend that you couldn't imagine not being without. Like, you built a relationship with somebody for so long that it's like, if you're not with them, it don't feel right. You don't feel, you're not yourself without the person you're in love with. Mm-hmm.
So, do you think that that can happen with more than one person? Because a lot of people feel like you can only have a certain connection with one person. But do you think that you can be in love with somebody else? I mean, not somebody else. Don't think of it as of me asking you. Just think of it as, do you think a person can be in love with more than one person? Like, even if you think back to, like, those shows like The Bachelor or, like, how Flavor of Love used to be.
But that was stupid.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, they used to be, like, well, I don't want to say they was in love, but them girls show was acting like they love Flavor Flav's ass.
I mean, it's a possibility. It could be, like, if you got feelings towards somebody that you feel like you can't be without, and you also got feelings for another person, like, you can have feelings for two people at the same time. It's a possibility that could happen.
I'm not saying feelings. I'm saying in love. Like, you can definitely have feelings for more than one person. Or you could think you're in love, and it can be lust. You ever thought about that?
I don't know.
Have you ever been in love with more than one person at the same time?
No, that's why I'm confused about the question. I can't really relate or compare.
I mean, well, yeah, but it's not, I'm not asking you. I'm asking you, like, okay, so
I understand what you're saying, but every time I put an input, you like, well, I'm not saying like that.
Well, so you saying you could have feelings. I'm saying, like, do you think somebody could be like, oh my gosh, I can't be without him. Oh my gosh, I can't be without him. I'm in love with both of them.
That's what I was explaining.
You said feelings.
Feelings, love is a feeling. same thing.
But when you say you have feelings for somebody, it don't necessarily mean in love.
You're being too specific.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and finish your statement.
I really don't remember.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that I think it can happen. I think that you can be in love with two people at the same time, but I feel like it's always going to be in your mind, you're going to know who you're more in love with. Like, you can't be have this, you know, it's like different, like, levels.
But what if it's not, though? What if it's like you at the same level and you can't choose? Like, it's not nothing that's separating your love for the one person to the next person.
I don't ever think it's, like, I know that there's always, in their mind, they know, even, I think as any person that think they're in love with more than one person, I think in their mind, they would know that which one they're more in love with. And they could probably, it could probably be one of those things where they going back and forth with themselves. Like,
I mean, they could probably go back and forth and be like, well, maybe I think it's this one, or maybe I think it's that one. Then it's like, days is like, you don't know. Like, it could be. Like, what if it's like in a situation where the two people you're in love with you, and they accept that you love them both?
Who would do that? Well, you know, I ain't gonna say who would do that, because a lot of people do that. But I mean, they can say they accept it, but nobody's ever really gonna accept somebody being in. Okay, well, damn, Jordan. Sorry.
That baby. And then baby coming downstairs.
Baby Jordan. I don't know if I want to call her baby anymore, because I feel like she's past that age now. Her daughter got up out of the bed and she's trying to go to the bathroom. Even though she knows she could just go to the bathroom and get back in bed, she just had to come downstairs. Now, I didn't forget what I was saying.
Right, we got interrupted. Baby came downstairs.
But
one of her many kids.
I was just saying, I feel like they would know who they, and like, it's always going to be more love for one person, I feel like.
But what if it's not, though? I mean, it's like, it could be a balance. Like, it could be one day, you might have more love for the one than the other one. One day, it might be vice versa. Some days, it might be equal. You never know.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see it like that, but I still feel like in their mind, they know they have more love for one person, or they're more in love.
You don't know that, though.
I mean, I'm just saying, just...
In general, but you don't know that, though. That's one thing you do. You click more into assumptions instead of, you know, people as people.
Okay. I guess... I mean, I don't know that, but I'm saying for me, I would think that I would have more love for one of the other people. And I think that people, period, even if they do think they're in love with more than one person, they're going to have more love for somebody else. I mean, one of them.
I mean, it's a possibility it can go that way, too. Hey, it's all in that person's thought, not the way that person feels at the end of the day.
Like Chris Brown and Rihanna and Karrueche, I think he liked Rihanna more.
I don't know.
I mean, that's just what I think. I'm just saying.
I didn't know that he was dating them at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He was dating Karrueche, and then, like, I seen her on a Yanla.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about this story.
Ayanla Fixed My Life. She was on there and she was basically talking about how her and Chris Brown was in a relationship. He left, said he was going somewhere, and she ended up seeing him on TV at the game with Rihanna.
That's fucked up. So.
And you don't know. Have you ever known anybody that, like, was in that situation where they told you, like, hey, I think I might be in love with, you know, them both?
No. I know.
Okay.
No, I didn't know that. No, I don't know nothing about that. I feel some tension because this is like the second or third time you rolled your eyes at me when I answered something. So how you feel? Like, what you thinking?
I'm not thinking anything.
You've rolled your eyes at me a few times. I'm just asking. I'm confused.
Yes, I'm not thinking anything.
Why are you rolling your eyes at me when we're having an open discussion on the podcast? What's going through your mind?
First of all, I'm not having a serious discussion with you.
I didn't say we had a serious discussion.
Like, stop putting pantyhose on your head.
It's
like,
not pantyhose.
You go to sleep.
It's like a cap thing.
It looked like pantyhose from Payless. You took them is like the socks that you put on to dry out shoes.
No, it's not. Anyway, why are you trying to deflect?
I'm not deflecting.
Let us feel like you're feeling some type of way because you rolled your eyes at me.
Okay, fine. I'll just say it. So, years ago, when we were dating, maybe like a year or two, and maybe like a year into us dating, I feel like you was in love with me and somebody else before.
Shit, I walked into that one, didn't I?
You did. So, we're having an open conversation on the podcast.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was more of a lust situation. Honestly, yes. Just like what you explained, love and lust. It was more of a lust
Antoine situation. Is, he didn't always be this, he wasn't always this wonderful unicorn of a nigga that everybody loves.
No, everybody did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, you're talking about people, your friends?
Back then, no, they didn't.
Oh, I was talking about everybody else.
Who was everybody else?
I had all the hoes. I'm just playing. I'm
so
just joking.
What a thing to say.
I'm just joking.
What a thing to say while we're talking about this.
I'm just joking.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
It wasn't.
Okay,
wasn't
no, because you, seriously.
I wasn't serious, though.
I don't give a fuck. Because now you're starting to piss me off.
No, I wasn't serious. I was just playing.
And okay, anyway, so you didn't feel like you were in love with both of us?
No, it was more of a lust situation. Like, I can see now, it wasn't, it was just a lust.
Okay, but to me, back then, this is before any of our kids or anything. Back then, I felt like you were trying harder with the other person.
Probably because it was something that I never had or didn't get. I don't know. It was like I was getting close to having something that I wasn't ever going to have or something like that.
But like sex?
It could have been that. I mean, at now that you think, like, you look back on it, like, think that's probably all really what it was. Because probably after that, it probably wouldn't have been that no feeling, period. Like, that's what happens to a lot of people. Like, you think you in love with somebody or you like somebody, and then after certain activities, it's like, why am I still here? Like, what's
certain stuff? Activities?
Yeah.
Y'all fucked?
No. Okay. I was just saying in general, like when you... Certain people you think you... That's one of the reasons how you really know if you in love with somebody. Or not even in love, if you really actually have feelings for somebody seriously. Is if after certain stuff, like, you still want them around, or it's just like...
So you did have feelings for both of us, but you wasn't in love with both of us.
You could, yeah. But it wasn't even a feeling. It was like an illusion.
Elaborate.
It was an illusion. Like, I thought I had a feeling, but it wasn't. It was more of a less situation, like I was explaining. Mm.
Okay. So, when I asked you earlier, have you ever been in love with two people at the same time? How come you didn't, like, say that?
Because I wasn't.
Has that ever happened before? Like, what happened with me? Like, has that ever happened? Like, you were dating somebody, and you were dating somebody else, and you couldn't choose, and you wanted, you know, like, that situation that happened between us.
I don't put myself out there. But, I mean, it's been situations where, no, like, I probably was talking to maybe two or three people at the same time, but it wasn't like I couldn't choose. It was just like, that's what I was doing.
Well, yeah, everybody has that time where they're out dating and doing their own thing. That's fine. But I'm talking about, like, the situation that we was in was, like, we were actually dating and seeing each other every day, but then you were also, like, had this illusion, is what you use, with somebody else.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, what made you feel like...
You can say you might have had a female or two that thought I was taking it seriously, but I wasn't.
Okay. But that's not answering my
question. Well, no, I didn't.
Okay, but what made you feel like, okay, now I really feel like, is it because you weren't getting the attention from that person that you wanted? Or what made you feel like that I was the one that you wanted? Or I was the one that you knew you were in love with?
I don't know, it was more of, I couldn't leave, like, if I wasn't, like, around you, when I wasn't around you, like, I was feeling different. Like,
even when you were with the illusion.
Yeah, like, I started having feelings where, like, why am I here? Or, like, why am I even trying?
But... Was it because you weren't getting that attention, or did you get that attention from her that you wanted?
Attention like what?
I don't know. Like, you were trying to date her, right? Or have sex with her, or...
Yeah, like, I guess, like, at times you did get attention, but then it was like, you would think, like, why am I trying? Like, why am I trying? Because I'm like, I'm feeling more for somebody else, so, like, why am I here?
Right. Because that's what I said when, at the beginning, you always don't know you got a little tad bit more.
But it wasn't, but then, like, that's how you know, like, but you would say, like, if you know you in love with two people, because right here, like, I didn't.
Oh,
like,
you said you weren't in love.
Right, that's what I'm saying, like, I wasn't. It was an illusion of, like, okay, it could have been something or something there, but it's like, it wasn't.
You know, I mean, that's what's up. I have always been, like, too timid to date more than one person.
What you mean?
Like, I remember this was back when I was maybe in high school, a year after I graduated from high school, I tried to date. Well, I was dating around, but it was two guys that I was, like, kind of talking to. And I remember like, they both wanted to come to my house at the same time. And I, like, had an anxiety attack. I didn't know what to do. And it's like, one was, like, on his way there, and the other one was, like, already there. So, I was, like, trying to, like, He's like, oh, I'm like around the front. I'm like, oh, well, I'm about to walk to the store. Oh, well, I'll meet you at the store. I was like, oh, well, I'm about to. I was trying to like make up stuff and it was not working. So, like, that's how I knew. That's how I knew I wasn't about that life. And that was like one of the only, I don't say one of the only times, that's the only time I can honestly think of that I kind of liked two people at the same time. But it was weird because, like, and it kind of brings me back to what you said. It was, like, on the same level because I didn't, I liked one because, like, his work ethic and his hustle and kind of, like, he was more, like, of, like, the type that I liked. But the other one was, like, more, you know, the other one was, like, more into me, and, like, he was nicer, and he was sweeter, and stuff like that. So I kind of like both of them for their own reasons, which would probably be, like, on the same level. But, that was so long ago, I kind of feel like I liked one better than the other. I just can't remember. So... but it can happen. I think it can happen. Oh. Cheaters. You ever watch that show?
Oh, yeah, I did.
A lot of people on that show be saying, like, that they in love with both of the people.
Yeah, but then a lot of times on that show, it's like, they having issues with their relationship, period. And yeah. They be, like, minor shit.
And even like that movie, what's that movie? It's a Tyler Perry movie. The one with it had Kim Kardashian in it.
No, shit, I don't know.
The Marriage Counselor or something, I think. And it had one girl from Light Skinny Girl. She was on that slave show that we used to watch.
Yeah.
What's her name? Journey Bell.
Oh, the one where she called Eve or something?
Uh huh. That movie, I think, even with that little plot or whatever, she loved her husband, but then, like, she had never experienced nothing else. So once she did, like, she started comparing her husband to that guy because it was something that she never experienced. Just like you said, you know, it was something that she never experienced. But on that movie, she was, like, comparing her husband to, like, stuff that he did. Like, he was, like, work-driven, and he was, like, he liked it. He liked to have sex. I just recently watched it while I was at work.
Oh, but, I'm saying, because I don't remember.
Yeah, I just recently watched it. It was, like, last weekend. But he liked to have sex, like, spontaneously. But her husband liked to plan sex, and she kind of never, but she was fine with planning sex before she heard from this guy. Was like, yeah, I want to have sex in the laundry room. I want to have sex in the kitchen. Da-da-da-da-da-da. But like you said, it was something that she never experienced and she wanted to try new things. So I think a lot of times people think that they might be in love with someone else or two people at the same time.
But obviously, that movie, that wasn't love. She just like...
Yeah.
She just like fucking other dudes.
I'll say they're in love with, and that's another thing. A lot of people might think that they're in love with two people at the same time because of like the physical things. Or they might like the physical thing in one person and something else in the other person. Like they might feel like, you know, I like this person's conversation, but I like this person's sex. You know? Or I like this person's conversation. I like that this person has money and gives me whatever I want. You know?
That's greedy, man.
But it happens. It happens.
That's greedy, man. You just can't have all the sex and all the money you want.
Women do it all the time. I'm pretty sure it's women that have not saying two men, but like, I'm pretty sure it's women out there that have a man that they like to fuck and a man that gives them money.
That's wild.
Goodbye.
I'm just saying that was the other way around. So the double standards for men and females.
Men do it all the time too. Men have they main bitch at home, and then they have a bitch on the side that getting money and do whatever they want, and you know, that type of thing. And they might think, oh, I'm in love with both of them, or oh, I'm gonna let go of her because that's my main one. That's the one.
Where they live at? Because like I ain't never ran into nothing like that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just saying in general. Like I'm not trying to. Here you go taking shit literally.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Are you kidding me? You've never heard this story?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, but I'm just saying like.
I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm saying things happen like that all the time. I've seen so many, even on TV, I've seen so many men, like, on, like, you know, I like to watch Fraternity Court. A lot of times, the men, they come in Fraternity Court, and they done had a baby with their side bitch, and their wife is sitting right there with them. And it's because it's something that they liked in the side bitch. And a lot of times, I was watching today, a lot of times it was somebody on there that was saying that their side bitch was giving them money. Or the side bitch was, you know, paying them attention that their wife didn't pay them attention. Or, you know, things like that.
The attention is different than money, like.
I mean, yeah.
You really can't compare it to.
Yeah, but it's still the same thing. Your wife could be paying you attention, but if you got a bitch on the side that you fucking and she giving you money, or you got a man on the side that's fucking and they giving you money, or you got a sugar daddy on the side that's giving you money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be so many things why people think that they may be in love with more than one person. It could be so many. It's so many things.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not the person. This is what the person is doing. In that one case, it might be somebody that really is in love with two people for, you know, that person being they self.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, you're not in love. It's just somebody is providing something that the person you with can't or no longer is providing.
And that's sad, too. But, like, for me, I feel like, and I think I've said this before, I have to have, like, a mental connection with you. Because, and I've learned that, like, later on in life. Because, like, when I was younger, it was kind of like, no, even then. Because, like, I was going to say, it was kind of like I would just, you know, date somebody or what, and then it'll be whatever. But I noticed, like, my first relationship, I had, like, such a connection with them, like, mentally. Like, it was somebody I can joke around with or whatever. But then, like, I felt like I could be myself. You know, I like to have that kind of connection with you before the physical connection comes in.
I mean, dudes is different.
I know.
And it's like.
And I'm not going to say.
No, like, no, technically it's not. Because you kind of say, like, I guess I can say the first person, like, it was like, it was a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you know, I was too young. Like, it wasn't a connection.
Mm hmm. And that's and another thing.
It's been, like, situations in, like, I was with that person for so long. It's like once I got out to you, it was just like, you don't need that connection to, like, you don't need that connection to have sex with somebody. Like, that was just something I thought you needed. Like,
yeah. And that's the same thing with me. I felt that same way, like, when I was in my first relationship, like, I felt like I was trying to get that connection with everybody after that person, but then after that, I was just like, whatever. Hot girl summer.
Before that, I was saying,
remember we was talking about this last time? I was saying city girl summer, whatever that means. But I was like, I started dating. Like, I was just like, whatever. And I kind of felt like I was kind of looking for looking for that quality in everybody else, but then like it was just like it's not there, you know. But like you said, it was kind of like you don't have to have that with everybody, so just, you know.
Right. But then again, I don't know. I don't even think.
But then that kind of thought frame, to me, I thought got lonely after a while.
It did at some time, but you really don't. Like, sometimes it's a relief. Like, it used to be, it was a relief. It was like, okay, I ain't gonna be bothered with y'all for a couple of days. Let me decompress from that person. Like, let me get back with me. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Some of the shit I did was kind of like you look back at it, it looks like, damn, it's kind of fucked up.
And even like with me, I noticed that like I would try and like. Remember on the last episode, I think the last episode or episode before that, I would say, like, I was always the clingy one. I would always try and pull those qualities out of somebody when I knew they weren't there. I would always try and make them be like, you know, let's be this couple. And let's, like, I was always, like, the clingy one.
No, I was, like, I was so fucked up. Like, I was, like, the corny motherfucker. Like, I was, like, for one, I was shocked that, like, I'm only 31, but, like, when I was dating, like, in my 20s, early 20s and shit, it was just, like, females was shocked. Just, like, what? Like, it's only your second date. Like, you're not trying to have sex with me, or you being nice. You came and opened the car door for me, or, you know, you paid for the dinner when we went out. And, you know,
like, and that's kind of sad, too. And I'm like, a lot of seriously? People don't.
And it was like, yeah, in my mind, it's like the first or second date. Yeah, I'm trying to hit. But I'm not about to be thirsty about it. I'm going to give it some time. But a lot of times, the second date to come around, and it was just like, I was already in it because they was like, well, you're not trying to, like, and you're so nice. And I'm like, I was going to try that, you know, a little bit down the line. Like, not, I didn't think. Like, I thought that's what you were supposed to, just be cool, like, don't be super thirsty right off the bat. Yeah. Like, and that was just shocking to me, like, oh, okay.
I can't even remember our second date. I remember our first date, but I don't remember our second date. I just know that when our first date, I was not fucking with you.
I don't even remember what that was.
All right. So, remember when we were supposed to go out, and he was like, let's go out this day. And I was like, okay. And I had that whole day, I was just like, oh, God, Antoine wants to go out with me. And then, like, but I didn't want to do nothing, so I took a nap. And then you texted me, was like, you know what? If you ain't want to go out, that's all you had to say. And then, like, I had just woke up from my nap. I was like, no, it's cool. We can still go out. And even though I wasn't, honestly, I wasn't going to go. But when I woke up, I was like, damn, it's like 9:30, so I might as well just tell him to come on and pick me up. But I didn't think it was going to be nothing out of it.
I remember.
Well, that was like when we went to the Valley.
Where?
But then again, we had another day before that, but that was when we went to see Obsessed.
That wasn't a date, though. Like, we were just.
That was kind of a date.
That wasn't really nothing, like, because
yeah, because that was like, before I had my first child, so.
Right, like, we wasn't even, like, literally, like, a year and a half.
And like, we went to see Obsessed, and then that was it, and then, like, maybe 2 or 3 years later, then we went on that date, and then after that, we didn't stop talking after that.
I don't know, what I do?
Huh?
What I do?
I think it's when we kiss. We kissed that on the first date, and I was like, oh, okay, that was kind of nice. And I had fun, too. I had fun on that first date when we went to the Valley.
I don't remember for real. I was trying.
But it was fun. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll just, you know. And we went to Sierra's house, too. Remember, we went to McDonald's? Remember, we had went to the Valley, and I got real drunk. And then we went to Sierra's house. when she, it was like she stayed like on the west side.
Off of what's the name? Off of
Copley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But do we didn't go inside the house though?
Mm-mm, no, we just pulled up. Sierra's my best friend, so that's how, like.
I remember that.
Friend. And then she was like, "What me there until I get cute."
Seriously?
She said that. I remember she said that. But.
Oh, thanks.
But anyways, moral of the story is, I think, like you said, people can be in love or like different things about two different people. But at the end of the day, it can be fucked up.
Why do you go give me that look again? What you talking
what?
About?
Look, I'm just saying.
What can be fucked up? I don't know what you're talking about.
And it's usually guys that do this. So.
Not really.
Women do it too. Women is trash too. I'm not even going to say men. But it's majority men. And no, say it and you're going to get popped.
People are trash.
Oh, okay. I was about to
what say. What you want to say?
I ain't even going to say
you that. You already know. Black men don't cheat, period.
You're going to get fucking popped. Shut
what
up.
What you talking about? Like I said, black men don't cheat.
Shut up. Because as soon as you said it, I just think of Lil Duval's little weird ass with his little hands and Charlamagne. His cheating ass.
Men. Keyword is men don't cheat. Like men.
Anyways. NoFilterThePodcast@gmail.com.
This will cut me off.
And that's the THEE. podcast@gmail.com.
Lucky my phone did, because I'll start playing the song right now.
No Filter Pod on Instagram. And if you have the Anchor app, you can call in. I want to get some calls in so we can play on the show. I want to get some feedback about the podcast. Guys, if you're listening,
I got a little feedback. Somebody told me I cuss a little bit too much. I wonder who raised me.
You know what? I really hope your mom not listening to this, because this one is just... This one is just a little too much.
That was funny.
For her to listen to.
My mom gonna kick my ass when she did.
Oh, was you? She used to cuss a lot. My mom used to cuss like a sailor.
Why did you do? I don't know. I don't know though. Your mom was a little.
I remember the first time I cussed in third grade. I was like, "Shit!" And I said it in front of my friends, and they was like, "Why'd you just say that?" I was like, "I don't know." And like after that, I started cussing. I used to cuss in third grade.
I think that might have been the first time I cussed.
I started cussing third grade. By fourth grade, I used to cuss every single day.
No, it was like I was scared. Like in the end, like once I said it, I remember I was on top of monkey bars, and I think I said like shit or ass, and I'm like, oh shit, nothing happened. I'm like, nothing happened to me. I'm still here.
I didn't burn in hell. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was sitting at my desk, and I was like, shit. And I looked around. My friend was like, what? I was like, nothing. Then after that, I was like, oh, heavy. I'm about to start cussing. I remember I used to talk about the recess lady. She used to be so mean to us. I used to say, I can't stand that bitch. But anyways, guys, give us some feedback about the podcast. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. So, yes, we're going to just go ahead and move on and close the show. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at NoFilterPod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.